What is often mentioned is that this process of becoming aware, being present in each moment, seems to be a very big job. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of awareness. That's right, it does. In fact, unless it is your priority, you're not likely to do it. Just thinking now, boy, that was a long time ago. In my early 20s, I was an outdoor salesman selling fabric. And one of my clients was a musician, a very unusual man. And he had a string quartet. And I was talking to him one day, and he started to tell me, he said, all the music we play, I can play it in my head. I don't need a score. And not only do we practice together for hours, but I practice in my mind. I practice. I run it over in my mind. So he was a good musician because he was devoting his life to music. If you devote your life to be more aware, more conscious, you will become more aware and more conscious. But it's almost in proportion to how much you put in, how much you come out. And that isn't true either. In one way it's true. How much you put in is how much comes out. Except when it happens. When that click happens, you realize you didn't put in the tiniest fraction of what you've just got out. Even although it took all that energy and that awareness, and what you just got out is beyond comprehension. Absolutely priceless. And it's, if you want that. If you don't, there's nothing wrong with that because you are already that. What we're looking at is not you becoming a better person. You can't do that. You're already that. What we're looking at is you being conscious, aware of being that, and having all the fun and the advantage of no longer struggling, fighting, not only the world, but fighting yourself. Just being who you are now. It was just being mentioned that it's easier if you're totally involved with something. So often a musician, a dancer, an actor, an artist, a painter, a sculptor, when they're totally involved in what they're doing, they disconnect from the trivia of the mind. They're just there. And quite a few masters have said things like, when people have said, oh, you've done a wonderful painting, they've said things like, I didn't paint that. When that painting happened, it came through me. I wasn't there. And that's what happened when the click happened. You realize that you are not an entity, because there's no N to your titty. You are that, everything. But that's not what the mind thinks when you say everything, because at the same time it's everything, it's also nothing. It's just the vaguest form of something where the whole of existence lives through you. Through you? Yes. Existence seems to say something, and you get out of the way and let it be said. You can't really say, I said that. It said that. And I was just the instrument to form it, to put a sound to it, to find a word for it. But this vast emptiness is everything. And you just allow life to live itself through you. But when I say life live it through you, it's not a separateness, because you're the life that's living through you. Thou art that. So, does it take devotion? Oh, absolutely. But if you see it as a drudgery, if you say, oh dear, don't bother. You won't get there by complaining. If it's not fun, it won't happen. I don't know how many of you have got forced to learn the piano, but boy, that's no fun, is it? If you don't want to learn the piano, that's hard work. But if you want to learn the piano, that's different, isn't it? Worse still, the violin. If you want it, the lessons, everything becomes fun. And that's the same with this game, wanting to wake up. If there's any complaint there at all, don't bother. Find something that's fun for you, that you can do totally. And who knows, you may wake up in there. Totally. It's the totality. So many artists are awake when they're totally connected to what they're doing. Then they come back. And often they're in a bigger mess when they come back. If it's fun for you. And if not, find out what's fun. What's fun for you? What do you expand in? What do you light up with? What do you shine with? Because that's what we will call your path. There isn't a path, but that's your way. That's your unfolding. What's fun? If you talk to some people that are very good at what they do, it doesn't matter whether they're an artist or a therapist or a doctor or a surgeon. If they're really, really good, many of them will say, I feel so privileged that I'm being paid for what I do anyway. I love doing it. It's almost, I feel a bit guilty that I get paid for doing it, because this is what I want to do. That's what you need to find in your life. What's fun for you? What do you want to do? And if not, can't you see what you're doing to yourself? You're going somewhere 8 hours a day, plus the traveling, for something that's dulling you. And you can still go to that job 8 hours a day and be aware. It's, what's your orientation? And as always, if you find yourself being serious about it, anything, drop it. Because you'll see when you wake up, it's not serious. Because you're already that. You're just sleeping. Just because a leading edge theoretical scientist is sleeping in bed doesn't mean to say they're not that expert. They're just sleeping to be that expert. You are already that. You're just sleeping to it. And we're coming to a time now, there's an energy coming now that's for you if you want to wake up. It's for you. It's on your side now. More than it ever has been. So it's up to you. Don't make yourself miserable doing it, because we've got enough misery on the planet already. Find something that's fun.